former prosecutor. Where's John Cornyn? Where's Mitch McConnell, who retired already, who knows what threats of violence look like, and that they're not, they don't distinguish. You know, Paul Pelosi isn't the only person who was threatened by people who believe the crazy things that Donald Trump says. I mean, the testimony of Brad Raffensperger, the pleas of Gabe Sterling, quote, somebody's going to get shot, end quote, the testimony of Rusty Bowers. I mean, what are we doing here? That we're just careening toward a criminal trial where the jurors are already, in the view of the judge, at grave risk.
You know, it is hard. I struggle with grasping the reality that our country elected this man in the first place. Then J6 happened and everything that went along with that. And he can, and then he's indicted repeatedly and investigated and indicted again repeatedly. Then he does this, which is so despicable and such a spit in the face of anyone who loves our Constitution and the rule of law. And I think the people that I served with, the Republicans, are taking a grave risk. I took some time today, Nicole, to read through the list of the most heinous offenders on January 6th, the ones that took an electric shock to the neck of a police officer, the ones that gouged at the police officer's eyes, the ones that body slammed police officers into marble statues, rendering them unconscious. These are the people that he opens his rallies with and promises to pardon. And I would say to John Thune and John Cornyn, you are wanting to lead the Republican Party in the United States Senate. That's a grave responsibility. The risk you are taking by not speaking out against this man is one that history will pay attention to. Because if he's willing to pardon the people that did that, really, you know what he's capable of doing. They know. And the idea that they're sacrificing all of that rather than leading their party out of the wilderness, they're cowering. They're cowering behind trees saying, please don't look at me. Yeah, I don't want to say I endorse him, but gosh, you know, I kind of have to, because if I don't, my party's really going to be mad at me. Claim your party. Claim your values. Claim your integrity. And stand up to this guy. It shouldn't be this hard, Nicole.
You, Stephen Miller used to be the one, you know, nodding at the generals in the Oval Office, like, can we shoot them? Now it's Trump calling for it. Let me read you what Bragg had filed, what evidence he'd put into the request for the gag order. In 2022, NYPD's Threat Assessment and Protection Unit logged 483 threat cases against public officials, only one of which involved threats to the DA, his family, or employees of this office. In 23, they logged 577 threat cases, 89 of which involved threats to the district attorney, his family, or employees of this office. The first such threat in 23 was logged on March 18th, 23, the same day that the defendant falsely stated on social media that he was about to be arrested in connection with this case and called for his followers to, quote, protest, take our nation back. He has used these criminal proceedings to turn his base into human shields. And I guess to your point, Claire, why do you think they keep going along with it?
I think they want the power. They are too afraid of what lies on the other side of standing up to him. They see where Bob Corker is and where Jeff Flake is. They see where Liz Cheney is. They see where Mitt Romney is. And they don't want to be there. They want to be loved by the people in their party. But the people in their party are not being led.
Tuesday. Thank you, guys. Tuesday, I can't take any more of it. Tuesday, 26 March, year roller 2024. Major news. Okay, a couple of things. We're going to be going to Baltimore and talk about what's really going on. It's quite confusing about this bridge being taken out. So we got Poso, Dave Walsh, and Laura Logan's going to join us. But I got to deal with this gag order first. Mike Davis joins us from Sun Valley, Idaho, where he is there for a speech. Mike, to cut through all the con and what they're yelling about up there, this essentially gets down to what you broke here on War Room over a year ago, and that is this guy Colangelo at the Justice Department. They've deemed that, say anything about Alvin Bragg's okay, he's a public figure, but they specifically try to shield the fact that President Trump has said, hey, this is a Biden deal. This is a Biden deal, and they're freaking out about that. And what they're freaking out about is you unearthed this guy Colangelo, and we're going to keep reporting it. We broke this news over a year ago that the Justice Department has seconded one of their top guys there to make sure Alvin Bragg doesn't screw this up. This is 100% run out of the Justice Department. Is it not, Mike Davis?
That is 100% true. We have this Soros-funded Manhattan DA bringing the first indictment ever against a former president of the United States who happens to be the leading presidential candidate, and they're using bogus charges. They are trying to take bookkeeping misdemeanors at best, where the statute of limitations has long since passed, and they're bootstrapping on federal election violations, and they are bringing these felony charges against Trump under this bogus theory brought by this Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg. And remember, the prior Manhattan DA, Cy Vance, passed over this case. The Manhattan U.S. attorney passed over this case. The Federal Election Commission passed over this case. Alvin Bragg himself passed over this case until Matthew Colangelo got sent from the number three office in the Biden Justice Department. Matthew Colangelo was a very senior political appointee in the Biden Justice Department. He was a former top political appointee in the Obama administration, including to Labor Secretary Tom Perez. They created a BS Deputy Attorney General DEI position for this Matthew Colangelo in the New York Attorney General's office. So he got sent from the Biden Justice Department to Alvin Bragg's office to resurrect this zombie case against Trump, this bogus case against Trump. And now this Manhattan Democrat judge, Juan Merchan, has went along with Alvin Bragg and Matthew Colangelo's request to put this illegal, unconstitutional gag order on President Trump. If there is anyone on the planet who needs the constitutional rights to speak out against the judge, against the court staff, against the prosecutor, against the process, it is a criminal defendant going through a criminal process, especially a criminal process that is obviously rigged against that criminal defendant, Donald Trump. This is a clear First Amendment violation. This is a clear Sixth Amendment violation. They are trying to silence President Trump and ram him through this criminal process in New York, railroad him in this process, and Trump can't speak out against it. This is lawfare. This is election interference. This is obviously unconstitutional. This is clearly illegal.
I just wanted one more time, because I know you got to bounce, and we're going to get into this in detail, Mark, because we ain't going to shut up. We broke this story, and we don't need President Trump to help us here. That's what President Trump does, and what President Trump does. But this gag order and this is ridiculous, redonkulous. Once again, this is hardwired from the highest levels of the Biden regime. This is lawfare. It's hardwired from the Justice Department. They seconded one of their top guys because Alvin Bragg's incompetent. The prosecutor's up there. It's a clown show. Everybody knows that. Walk me through one more time the receipts on Colangelo. Where did he come from? How did they get him in there? I mean, how do you get a federal – how do you get a guy from the Justice Department working for some local DA? I mean, I've never heard of this, particularly on the staff up there. And this is what they're freaked out about. They don't want this guy exposed. We're going to expose. We're going to put his picture up. We're going to do everything. We're going to make Colangelo famous, okay? Yeah, they're not going to be able to hide this stuff.
Matthew Colangelo has never served as a line. Matthew Colangelo has never served as a line prosecutor or a defense attorney. He was a top lawyer in the Obama Justice Department. He worked for Civil Rights Division head at the time, Tom Perez, who later went on to be Obama's labor secretary. Colangelo was a top aide to Tom Perez when he was the labor secretary. Tom Perez went on to be the DNC chair. Colangelo was a senior White House economic advisor to President Obama, advising Obama on labor union stuff. They created a BS DEI job for Colangelo in the New York Attorney General's office under Eric Schneidman. And he was like the deputy attorney general for, you know, BS, what DEI BS, whatever the hell he did. Then he became the acting number three. Matthew Colangelo was the acting number three political appointee in the Biden Justice Department before Vanita Gupta was confirmed as the number three. And then Matthew Colangelo became the number two to the number three, which was a very powerful job that oversees all the civil litigating divisions within the Justice Department, the civil division, the civil rights division, the antitrust division, and on and on. Then he got sent to Soros-funded Manhattan DA's office, and they created a new position for him. They have a made-up position for him, and it's essentially to get Trump. That's the point, is they're trying to get Trump. So these Democrats on TV saying that Trump's being dangerous because he's calling this out, these are the same Democrats who said that these abortion protesters had a First Amendment right to go threaten and intimidate Supreme Court justices and their families outside of their homes, which is clear obstruction of justice under federal criminal statute. You do not have a First Amendment right to protest outside of anyone's home, let alone a federal judge's home while they're deciding a pending case. That is an obstruction of justice. They encourage these illegal home protests in front of the justices' homes from the White House, from the Justice Department, even after the would-be assassin tried to kill Justice Kavanaugh, his wife Ashley, and their two teenage daughters in their home at 1 a.m. So do these Democrats, they can shove it. President Trump has a constitutional right to speak out against the judge, the court staff, the prosecutor's staff, and the process. He is an American. We're not in Zimbabwe.
Mike Davis, I know you got to bounce. Where do they go to get everything on Article 3? We'll track you down tomorrow. Where do they go?
Article3project.org, article3project.org. You can take action and donate there. @Article3Project, @Article3Project on Getter, Twitter Truth, and my personal is MRDDMIA, MRDDMIA. And thank you, Steve.
Fabulous. Great work. Poso's here. Poso, before we talked about, you were there on the scene this morning, before we talk about this vessel and the bridge, your thoughts about a gag order. We broke this. You were part of it. We broke this story a year ago about, you know, when Trump was indicted, that this was all tied directly, hardwired in to Biden's Justice Department with hello, guys from Obama's civil rights division, hardwired in, and now the judge doesn't want anybody to talk about it. That's not going to happen. Sorry, not sorry. We're going to put up Matthew Colangelo's picture every day, and we're going to talk about him because this is how Biden's trying to win the election. Jack Posobiec.
Look, Steve, everybody remembers that these cases didn't start coming down the pike until the polls started coming out that showed that President Trump was beating Joe Biden, not just in the battleground states, but also in the national polls. Now, all of a sudden, this was the first case. Remember, this was the test case, the one that broke the ice, so to speak, that Alvin Bragg came in March of last year, over a full year ago, bringing forward a case that had already been passed over by the Southern District of New York, not exactly a big fan of Republicans there in the Southern District, but also by Bragg's own office himself. He knew this case was a lemon back then, and because it was predicated on the faulty credibility of Michael Avenatti and Michael Cohen. Look, this was all a blackmail scheme by Stormy Daniels and Michael Avenatti. Avenatti, who is currently in jail for another blackmail scheme, by the way. That's why they passed on it. The only reason that this is ever going in is because of the election. And Judge Mershon, if he wanted to be a proper judge, would throw this case out on the street where it belongs.
Jack Posobiec, hang on. Okay, we're going to take a short commercial break. When we get back, we got Poso, who was out there early this morning. He lives out by in that part of the woods towards Annapolis. Also, we got Dave Walsh to talk about exactly why this bridge is important, this bridge, the hazardous waste, the coal, what this does for the country. And then we got Laura Logan. She is on fire right now about it just doesn't seem right about what happened in this bridge. Short commercial break. Naval Intelligence Officer Jack Posobiec next in the War Room.
Down the CCP.
The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out, higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, welcome back. I now want to get into it, Jack, about this situation in Baltimore. You know, I wasn't buying it before when I first saw the limited information. I know, but somebody asked me from overseas today in Europe, said, how fast do you think that ship is going? I said, I don't know. It's probably going 8 knots. Kaboom, come out later, going 8 knots. So now I'm convinced of this. You got a crystal clear night. You have virtually no wind. It's calm. You got a little current there. Got that. But you've got a pilot. These pilots are not the Indian crew and not the Indian master of the ship. When you're going in and out of ports like this throughout the world, you take a pilot. One, the union makes you take a pilot. But also for these commercial vessels, they should, because the pilots have been doing it for 30 or 40 years. And the pilots overall, their unbroken chain goes back hundreds of years in this port. And it just doesn't make sense. He turns. It's going 8 knots. If you lose power, and people have catastrophic loss of power, you've always got a backup generator to give you steerage and propulsion. But even if that doesn't, drop the frickin' anchor. He's a pilot. He's got 3 minutes from the last time he drops power till he hits the bridge. And you turn into the one part of the bridge that'll take the whole thing down. This guy's not some rookie. These are the best of the best. How do you turn into the bridge? And you're only going 8 knots. Drop the frickin' anchor. What do you say, Jack Posobiec? Your thoughts?
Well, there's a couple updates that I'll give. So we're told that as of the update to this morning, when I was out there looking at the search and rescue, we are told that 2 of the workers have been recovered. And they are alive. 1 body has been recovered at this point. I'm not exactly sure exactly how many are left. I think everyone's still trying to figure that all out. We're also told, by the way, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this, that there's a story that's starting to emerge that some of these construction workers, some of these guys, and these guys are the pipe swingers, right? These guys are the muscular class of Maryland, and they're up there in the middle of the night working on potholes. They say when the ship put out a mayday that some of these construction workers took it upon themselves to go down and stop traffic, because if you watch that video, you can see the traffic does get stopped right before the ship hit. So you've got some working class regular Joes, the Billy Joes and Billy Bob Joes, they're up there doing the right thing and potentially put themselves in harm's way and maybe even sacrifice themselves to keep people safe in the middle of the night there in Maryland. Now, as far as the questions that we all have, why is it that they're being very cagey about who specifically was behind the wheel? Who was in charge of the pilotage of the MV Dolly at 1:26 a.m. this morning, coming down the Patapsco River out of the Baltimore Inner Harbor? That is a bridge that I drive on with my children. That is a bridge that we drive on that bridge so much, Steve, that my kids call it Dinosaur Bridge because they say it looks like a brontosaurus. We drive where they got the drive-in theaters right on the other side. We love going on that bridge, especially at sunset. Let me tell you something. Something does not feel right about this. Something doesn't smell right. They are being very cagey about who was piloting the MV Dolly And what exactly happened? You can see the question is when we see the lights turn back on, is that the secondary power kicking in? Because you see the burst of the plume of black smoke that comes out there. Why didn't they drop anchor? Were they trying to steer away? Were they trying? It almost seems like it speeds up as it goes into the pylon. There's a lot of questions that need to be asked here. Steve, you're exactly right. This is a port. The Port of Baltimore has been in operation for over 300 years. Those waters are well known. This is the War of 1812. This is Fort McHenry. This is literally the spot where the Star Spangled Banner was written. And when I say literally, I mean it was written in water, because Francis Scott Key was below decks in the bottom of one of these British prison ships as he was looking at the rockets blasting over Fort McHenry. This is the spot where America in many ways found its birth. And the question is, what exactly happened out there? Because not only now have you shut it down, Steve, they're saying it'll take 2 years to rebuild the 2 years. In a serious country, this would be up in a couple of months. The idea that it's going to take 2 years, it's ridiculous. It's a complete disaster. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace to America. It's a disgrace to the United States. President Trump told us that our steel industry and our manufacturing was a national security risk. And now we see exactly why it was. I have a lot of questions about that. And you got this governor up there. This governor, I don't know if you've played the footage of him yet, talking about doing his theater kid act, saying, oh, I'm so sorry. And the people, I'm so thankful. Or they're so wonderful. And never give us the details. You're not on Oprah, sir. Yeah. The bridges are falling down and collapsing in your harbor while people are trying to get to work. Give us the facts, but you can't because you're a theater kid.
No, He was Dr. Phil, and he and Buttigieg are talking about the community, and they're going through the catharsis. Hey, we don't want the people are resilient. People are tough. They want to know the answers. And here's what I didn't like: they're running up to the mic in the first 5 minutes, and there's no terrorism. There's no terror. They got the McCabe, the FBI. Well, hang on for a second. Let's get some facts. How is this thing? And I hear Laura Logan. I have not watched all 7 minutes. I think you have, Jack. Laura Logan has. She's telling me it's out of the channel. That channel is, 7 feet. It's not super narrow, like coming into San Diego Harbor or something, going into Pearl Harbor. But you can't get outside the channel. They tell me it's outside the channel the entire way for all 7 minutes. I don't know how that happens. I just don't know how it happens. This port is such a big port. It's used so much. Those pilots are on every one of these vessels. These pilots are professionals. How did this happen? How did it not have a backup? There's so many unanswered questions.
The pilots,
you can't rule out terrorism. You can't rule out terrorism until you get the facts.
As soon as you enter the Chesapeake, you've got to be on the pilot. That's not even just the harbor. That's all the way down to Norfolk, down to the mouth of Chesapeake. People have to understand the geography of this, because this is why Washington, D.C. is where it is, because warfare at the time was predominantly naval. And in many ways, it still is. If you want to attack the United States, it would still be naval. That's why Washington, D.C. is all the way north into the Chesapeake, because that gives it some measure of protection against the British. Now, obviously, in 1812, 1814, we found out just how much protection it provided, but that was the idea. So the sense that this is a massive bridge, by the way. This is a bridge you could see for miles and miles. You could see it every time you're flying in, over.
It's the skyline.
There's this bridge, and there's the Chesapeake Bay Bridge going out to Kent Island. And those are your two major bridges. You cannot miss these things. There's no question. So why is it then that the governor is up there telling us about his feelings, talking about how much of his... This guy's a veteran, by the way. This guy's an Army veteran. Yeah. Give us the sit rep, sir. Give it to us straight. You're not on Oprah right now. You're not auditioning to be Pete Buttigieg's fill-in when he's out on maternity leave next. No. Give us the facts. Tell us why the biggest, one of the most major bridges in your entire state is down.
And port. And by the way, this guy they're going to run for president. This is the guy on the short list.
Oh, he's on the Obama train 100%. He's 100%. He's getting the Oprah treatment already. He's got the touch. He'll be at the convention in Milwaukee, and Buttigieg
were out. Buttigieg, they were fighting for the mic today to out-therapeutic each other. Jack Posobiec, how do we get to you, brother, now that you're listed by Axios as one of the movers and shakers? Where do people go?
Look, the main thing right now is to understand why we're in the situation that we're in. We've put the book out on Amazon, number 33 currently, that you can get, Unhumans, The Secret History of Communist Revolutions and How to Crush Them. Because our theory of the case, Steve, is that we are currently in an irregular communist revolution. And with the irregular revolution lens, if this lens is correct, then what will you see? You will see a lens that is both descriptive, that is predictive, and prescriptive. What do I mean by that? It describes what we're going through. Intentional decline. It explains what will happen next. We will see more decline. Boeing, train crashes, East Palestine. We're going to see more bridges coming down, more port issues. And then third, it is, of course, prescriptive in the idea that we are giving you tools to fight back, both at the local level, the family level, neighborhood, your parishes. We talk about how to network together. We talked about the moms. We talked about the dads forming together, forming small units, small networks, and then all the way up to what we call the great men of means. The great men of means coming online is how we stop this thing, because this is how we've stopped these people before. Unhumans is the book. Go and purchase it today, no matter how much people tell you not to.
Jack Posobiec, look forward to seeing you tomorrow, sir. Thank you. Great work.
God bless.
Go to Unhumans. Go to Amazon right now and check it out. Dave Walsh, I'm going to hold you through the break, but let's start it. Just walk me through how important this bridge was built for a reason, a very important reason, and tell me why it was built and what goes across it.
Well, Highway 695 goes across this bridge. It's an essential part of the artery spanning north to south down the East Coast. For materials, of course, human beings traveling, but for essential materials. In this port, I spent a lot of time studying ports in the eastern U.S. to decide where to ship turbines from. We're manufacturing here 400-ton devices. Baltimore and Charleston are the only ports north of New Orleans that can deal with heavy loads, heavy break bulk loads over 110 tons. The rest of the ports, from New York to Miami to Tampa to Jacksonville, handle cargoes in containers, junk, TVs, clothing, you know, minor materials, cars, yes. But when you're talking about heavy industrial machinery, heavy loads, farm machinery, steel-making equipment, hazardous materials, agricultural products, and coal and LNG, the Port of Baltimore handles all of that. It's essentially strategically important to the nation for the exportation of LNG, the exportation of coal, heavy machinery coming in and out, such as turbines, generating equipment, farm products, farming machinery. Baltimore is an essentially unique port strategically to the country.
Dave, hang on for 1 second. We'll take a short commercial break. Dave Walsh is going to tee it up. Laura Logan is going to take a crack at it. She is on fire on this topic. Something's not right in Baltimore. A crash exactly close to where the Star Spangled Banner was written. Short commercial break. Back in one moment.
Are you tired of progressive corporations and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply trying to buy products? Progressive corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans, all while eroding the future of the American dream. It's prominent all over the country. Companies like Starbucks strong-arming their customers to support abortion. Financial services like PayPal canceling customers for their political views. Makeup companies like Maybelline making a mockery of women by supporting transgender models. And beer companies like Bud Light forcing gender ideology on you when all you want is to enjoy a cold beer. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer with our hard-earned dollars. With Public Square, we now have a solution. It's simple. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.com. That's publicsq.com. Public Square is an app and website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Whether you're looking to buy coffee, find a new athletic clothing that knows what a woman is, and shop for clean skincare, or simply find a new restaurant in your community that won't lecture you about your political views, PublicSQ.com is your resource. Public Square also offers discounts to many high-quality businesses on the platform so that you can actually receive incentive for spending money with companies that don't hate you. Public Square is free to join as consumer or a business owner, and you can get started today at PublicSQ.com. Remember, either as a consumer or a business owner, download the app now. That's PublicSQ.com, PublicSQ.com.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, welcome back. Dave Walsh is going to hang with me. We got a timing issue with Laura Logan. She joins us right now. Laura, you've been on fire. I saw the Gateway Pundit piece that talked about what you're coming out with. We've had a Posobiec. Look, as a naval officer, I can tell you, something is not right about this situation. They got pilots, the most professional guys around. I don't know how they steered it at 8 knots right into the foundational element of the bridge. They could have dropped anchor. They should have had backup systems. You say there may be something. Here's the other thing that's concerned me. Why they run to the mic head? McCabe on this morning on at sunrise on CNN saying it's not terrorism. It might not be terrorism. But why do you come to the mic right away? These are the type, we need facts. We need empirical evidence. We need an investigation. What is your investigation telling you?
Well, I have a better question for you, Steve. Why are you coming to the mic telling the country that it's not terrorism when your own intelligence agencies are telling you it is? And I know they are, because I didn't make this up. These are not my words, right? I'm talking to people who are on the inside, some who are on active duty, some who are retired, and everyone, literally, from critical infrastructure in Department of Homeland Security to the intelligence agencies, they know there's no other, it's there. This is a cyber attack on a critical infrastructure corridor for the United States. This is, you know, for those people who think this is just a river, this is in Baltimore, what does this matter? You don't know anything about what you're talking about. This, the I-94 corridor on the eastern seaboard, is literally what connects the north and south. And when I talk about hazardous materials, right, this is a brilliant, well-planned strategic attack on one of the most important supply chains in the United States of America. The only other one is in the western side in California. That's the only one that's busier. And what you have done, you now have shut it down. And when I talk about hazardous materials, what are we talking about here? This is refined fuels, right? This is propane gas. This is diesel. This is fuel. This is flammable materials. This is oversized loads, nitrogen, chemicals. Everything that you need for your economy to move has literally just been shut down for 4 to 5 years. And how did they do it? They knew that they had to target one of two main anchor points on that bridge. There are two load-bearing pylons that any structural engineer can identify that are on the end of each side of the bridge. These are the ones that are thicker and stronger than anything else on that bridge. And when you hit one of those pylons, when you take that out, the reason you see so much of that bridge collapse instantly is you just brought 50% of the span of that bridge coming crumbling down. And what you don't see beneath the surface of the water, Steve, is absolutely catastrophic. It is a structural nightmare and a logistical nightmare, because you have the entire bottom part, the concrete part of that bridge, and you don't know the extent of the structural damage to that. And you won't know it until you pull all of that infrastructure out of there and you get to look at it. And so you're talking 3 to 5 years at best. And what you're talking about here is probably building a new bridge. So what you have effectively done now, you've shut down the I-95 corridor that's above ground. So now you're going to have to go north to New York. You're going to have to go south to North Carolina. And your trucks, your hazardous materials are going to have to go around Baltimore now. They're not going to be able to go through it. And what else did you do? You shut down the sea corridor, the shipping corridor, because now the port is shut down, right? And so all those tankers that are out at sea that have hazardous materials on them, those are going to have to all be rerouted. And why can you not move hazardous materials through the tunnel? Why is this such a big deal? Because they created that bridge because hazardous materials, for example, oversized loads, they don't fit in the tunnel system. Yep. And there's other loads that are so dangerous that they require a permit, It takes time to get a permit. It costs money to get a permit. It requires an escort, right? You've seen it on the highways sometimes. You've seen when you have these massive oversized loads and they've got escorts all around them, these huge convoys. Well, what do you do on one of the busiest corridors in the United States? You don't shut it down in the day so this can happen. That means you can only move this stuff at night, which automatically impacts the amount of traffic that you can use. The tunnel is going to be overloaded. This is what you call death by a thousand cuts. It is an absolutely catastrophic attack on critical infrastructure, and you cannot see it because a cyber attack is unseen. Just like the attack on 2020 on the voting machine that you cannot see.
Okay, I want to go. You just had this big thing with the FBI talking about the Chinese Communist Party's cyber hacking unit that they've been monitoring for 10 years, and now they're saying it's out of control. Are your sources telling you that they feel that there's enough information out there that it is a cyber attack, and is it a state actor or non-state actors?
100%, yes. They are saying that this is a cyber attack. You didn't have a terrorist group board the ship and commandeer it and take it over. You had somebody hack into the systems on board the ship, the GPS system, and reroute that ship. They did it in the middle of the night because they didn't want the crew to be awake. They didn't want everybody to be on full high alert. They wanted everybody to be asleep and you trying to wake people up and rouse people. Because when I spoke to one individual let's just say he worked in Baltimore for many, many years and was there when that bridge was opened. He knew when he looked at the security camera video of the harbor, the long version, the 7 minutes, he knew from the start of that video when he looked at that ship that it was not in the channel. You need to be in the channel to make that turn, to have any chance of making that turn. So now you're traveling. That is a river that flows pretty quickly, Steve, even under normal circumstances, right? And at a certain point, you're committed. That ship is heavy. The load is heavy. The water flowing at a certain speed. You've got very little room to maneuver. So at a certain point, there was absolutely nothing that they could do to stop that ship from the course that it was on because they were not in control of it. And they had all of these other factors coming into play. So when terrorism and counterterrorism experts look at this, when people who know critical infrastructure, there's a number of different people that I've spoken to, cyber people, when they look at it, they know exactly what they're looking at. And so it's extraordinary that anybody could come out now when they haven't had time to do an investigation, I know for a fact that they're getting people inside their agencies that are telling them what they're telling me, and they're making public statements that completely contradict what anybody who knows this terrain, who knows it, and I don't just mean the physical terrain, I mean the cyber terrain and the terrorism terrain and the critical infrastructure terrain and all of that. I mean, I've talked to people whose job after 9/11 was to identify, if you were Al-Qaeda and you wanted to capitalize on that attack, how would you do it? They were the people that came up with the term death by a thousand cuts. And what you're looking at now is exactly what they feared terrorist groups would do to really exploit the advantage that they had after 9/11. Because you are bringing the United States to its knees step by step from within.
Laura, how can people follow you on this? We'd love to have you back on the next couple of days. How do people, social media, podcast, all of your information you're writing, where do people go?
You can find me on X. I'm putting most of this information out on X. And I really want to emphasize, Steve, strongly, we are in an undeclared war right now. And these are not my words. I'm not making this up. This is coming from people who really know and who ordinarily would never, ever talk to me. But we've reached a point in this city. I think, if you look at the quote of one of the intelligence analysts that I spoke to, right? I'm just going to read it to you very, very briefly, okay? It's not long, and it really sums it up. He said, they have figured out how to bring us down. As long as you stay away from the teeth of the U.S. military, you can pick the U.S. apart. We are arrogant and ignorant, a lethal combination. Obama said they would fundamentally change America, and they did. We are in a free fall ride on a roller coaster right now. No brakes, just picking up speed. And I would urge people, watch very carefully the people that tell you that this attack doesn't matter. Stop following them on Twitter. Discount everything they say because they're either totally ignorant and useless, or they are a plant. And there's a lot of Anons out there, right? And I follow a lot of Anons, and I appreciate and respect the work that they're doing. But we're in a moment of truth now. We have very, very little time. When you start to shut down, you know, hazardous materials and the shipment of fuel, you know what that means. It means everything goes up. It means food goes down. You know, the access to food and critical infrastructure, that means that goes down. Prices go up. This is catastrophic for the American people, and it's catastrophic for this country. But it is a financial and economic attack. If you're not going to see tanks rolling down the street, stop looking at the type of, you know, conventional war and saying to yourself, well, if I don't see this, then it means we're okay. If people need to understand what they're looking at. And for those people who say, well, you know, the FBI, isn't it interesting? Christopher Wray just put this big counterterrorism guy, you know, he put him in charge of the FBI office of Baltimore just yesterday. And this is the guy that's out in front of the cameras already. Well, isn't that amazing, right? Do you believe in coincidences? I don't. I don't believe in coincidences anymore. None of this happens by chance. This happens by design. And the problem that we have is that people in power in this country are complicit in the breakdown of American infrastructure and America's defenses. And Steve, this is one thing that's really important for people to understand. If you step back from this for one single moment, you will notice a pattern developing here. When we left behind $80 billion of equipment in Afghanistan, nobody said we had to do that. There was no one with a gun to the administration's head saying, get out of Afghanistan by this date. They said, oh, we made a deal with the Taliban. Oh, wait a minute. You made a deal with a bunch of terrorists? You're the world's superpower. You chose a timeline and you chose an exit that resulted in handing $80 billion of advanced military equipment to your enemies. Well, what did that do? It reduced the advantage that America had on the battlefield because you narrowed the gap by giving them technology that spent years, cost the taxpayers hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, to develop. You gave that to your enemies. What did the Taliban do? They gave it to Russia. They gave it to China. They gave it to Iran. They gave it to whoever they needed to do to reverse engineer it and figure out how to use it. Then what do you have? Years later, remember when under Obama, when the drone went down, there was a stealth drone that went down over Iran, and the Obama administration chose not to recover it. Well, I know people who were on a team of American intelligence operatives doing other work. They were on the ground in Iran. They were literally within less than an hour away from that drone. They had it within arm's reach. They could have gone and recovered it. And they were told to stand down. The Obama administration left that stealth technology in the hands of the Iranians. Fast forward years later, what do you have happening in Iraq? Oh, you have an attack on a U.S. base where a number of U.S. soldiers die and it's not detected on the radar? Oh, yeah, because you were using a stealth drone that you reverse engineered. So this has been going on for a very, very long time now. It started under Obama. It was interrupted by Trump, and it was continued under the Biden administration. I know somebody else who was in USASOC who was horrified when he was seconded to the State Department to find that we had turned off satellite monitoring systems that were our counter-nuclear proliferation technology. The guy running that program in the State Department was playing cards on his computer, and he was ordered to stand down by his superior officers. There's not a direction that you can look in, Steve, where we have our leaders, people in power, have been systematically dismantling the defenses of the United States of America. And this attack is a wake-up call. Open your eyes and realize what you are facing, because they cannot afford for this election to take place. They cannot afford for Donald Trump to come into power. And there is absolutely nothing they will do. There was nothing, they will stop at nothing to prevent that from happening. And Donald Trump is just a life raft. This is not about one man. You can't gamble everything on one man and think he's got the power to fix it all. This is so much bigger than just Donald Trump, but he's a life raft. And without that life raft, you have no chance.
Lara Logan, thank you very much. Amazing. Look forward to having you back on here and following up in detail with your sources. Thank you, ma'am. Wow. Short commercial break. Dave Walsh is going to stick with us. We're going to talk about the importance of that bridge and the importance of Baltimore Harbor to kind of give some backup to Lara Logan. Back in a moment. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act.
This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to RickardsWarRoom.com. That's RickardsWarRoom.com now to see the video.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, just listen to Laura Logan. Don't listen to me. Then go to Birch Gold, birchgold.com/Bannon to understand why gold is a hedge about turbulent times. Listen to Laura. The turbulence is just starting. Okay, birchgold.com/Bannon. Talk to Philip Patrick and the teams. Gold hit another, I think, high today, 2201 or something. Unbelievable, above $2,200. Okay, Dave Walsh, we'll have you back on tomorrow. We got more to talk about the states banning gas cars. I mean, it's insane what's going on. But here, just to reiterate, because I had to get through Laura quickly and didn't have enough time to spend with her, just once again, the beltway, that bridge, because it goes around Baltimore, you don't take the hazard materials through the tunnel, but then the importance of Baltimore Harbor, and she was right. They did say initially it could take 4 or 5 years. Now they're saying 2 years, but they're talking about years to build the bridge back, years. And who knows how long it's going to take to clear that harbor. Your thoughts, Dave Walsh?
Yeah, the criticality, she's right on target. 695 going over the bridge, you've got a lot of loads that you can't put in the tunnel because of the danger they present, be it chemicals or other explosives or chemicals that can be explosive. So you've got to transit them over a bridge. But the port itself, energy alone, the U.S. has raised its exports to Europe 184% of coal and about 46% by weight in the last 2 years because of Germany and Austria beginning to restart coal plants given the shortage of natural gas from Russia. That coal travels largely through Baltimore port, secondarily through the Newport News port. That's it. That's where it goes from. Seattle's too far west. LNG, the Cove's Point, Maryland LNG facility, owned half by Dominion, partially by the Japanese, is the port of Baltimore is used to deliver that LNG. LNG exports from the U.S. are now 70% of cargoes destined for Europe. The port of Baltimore gives a three-day advantage to Houston, to New Orleans, in getting LNG to Europe. So whoever masterminded this, and they're all here now, given the border situation, everybody's here. The Russians are here. The Ukrainians are here. The Chinese are here. The ISIS is here, given the border situation. Whoever decided to do this strategically couldn't
hold it. Are you putting your tinfoil hat on? Do you think there's something here? Do you think it's just an error of some engineer on this and the incompetent pilot on the bridge? Or you think there's something here that's got to be looked into, maybe slightly more nefarious?
Well, the moment, by the time we woke up this morning, the FBI and Homeland Security had already deemed no story here, no security threat, just an accident. This morning, when we woke up, this is the Mannlicher Carcano being held up. We got this solved. It's all solved. We're done today. 4 o'clock, November 22nd, 1963. Case closed. Case closed. Come on. This is an essential port. I've been around this stuff for years, steel making, turbine making. This port is a big deal. It's a huge deal. All this, the stuff, ag products, farm machinery, turbines, only Baltimore can handle. The next one nearby is Charleston somewhat, then all the way to New Orleans before you can handle these type of materials. Yep. This port's a massive deal.
Dave, where they go on social media, we'll have you back on tomorrow. I want to talk about this. I got more on this in automotive industry. So, because Texas and Florida are about to double in size because of what Biden's doing on cars. Where do people go?
What you're here. Yeah, Dave Walsh Energy at Getter and Truth Social the same. Thank you, Steve.
You're the best. Mike Lindell, talk to me about deals. We can spend time tomorrow. We got a big announcement we're going to make, hopefully tomorrow, Mike Lindell and Steve Bannon, as we get some details worked out. But tell me about, people want to know about deals.
Well, the deal everybody's loving.
Particularly these pillows you talked about. Yep.
Yeah, the deal everybody's loving. With God, all things are possible. We have all these multi-use My Pillows. You get two of them for $25, everybody. And remember, they all roll into their own pillowcases, and you can use them for sitting up, for support, backrest, using for on your couches, using them. I take them with me every hotel I go to. They're better than any pillow. We get them home, throw them right in the washer and dryer. Just same MyPillow patent and fill. Two of them for $25. The biggest sale we've ever done. This is exclusive for the War Room with free shipping. Also free shipping. And if you go to mypillow.com, there you have, we still have the bed sheet sale. I believe this is the last day for that, at least for the Giza Dream Sheet. So get those right now. I believe that's the last day for that. Six-piece towel sets, $25, everybody. There's the famous MyPillow Premium, $25. Doesn't matter if you get king size, doesn't matter queen size, whatever the size. The sandals all came in sides. These are made with patented technology, this impact gel that's in these sandals. There's no sandals like them in the world. They're normally $79, $25 a pair. So all these specials exclusive for the War Room Posse. And you guys, you got to get these pillows. There's nothing better. Two of them for $25. You can't beat it. And so call my operators at 800-873-1062. Tell them you're from the War Room Posse. They love talking to you guys because you guys, quite frankly, saved their jobs across the country. You guys have been just massively purchasing. It's a win-win. You're helping my employees and you're helping yourself to the best sleep ever. That
Mike,
could be a commercial,
so
Steve. That could be a commercial. That could be a commercial.
I think we're going to cut. We're going to cut it and send it back to you. MyPillow.com, promo code WARM. MyStore.com, promo code WARM. 800-873-1062. Mike, you and I hopefully have a big announcement tomorrow, or if not, no later than Holy Thursday. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Mike Lindell. Crom Carmichael, we're telling everybody they got to get to the Ramparts. They need healthy hearts. They're lion hearts. They need healthy hearts. How do they do it?
Thanks so much. I can't tell you much. I appreciate you letting me to be on the War Room and talk to the posse. And as I talk every time I get a chance to about Soltea, and Soltea has a particular active ingredient. What we do is we take fresh green tea and we extract a molecule in that fresh green tea called theophylline. The theophylline in fresh green tea is 1%. We increase that concentration in our blend to 22%. We then did some clinical trials with 600 people. And found that the average person who took Soltea got a reduction in their cholesterol of 17%. But as a byproduct, we also saw that blood pressure got better, triglycerides got better. I'm 75 years old, and I've been taking Soltea for 20 years, taking that active ingredient.
Crom,
my blood pressure's great. Yes, sir.
Crom, we got a heart out right now. Where does people go? Just send them to the website. Let people check it out. And we'll have you
go
back
to
on tomorrow.
warroomhealth.com. That's warroomhealth.com. And use the code WARROOM at checkout. You get 50% off your initial shipment. And then three bottles for the price of two. Perfect. On an ongoing basis. And we always pay the freight. And Steve, thanks again. Thanks so much for having me on.
Nor Ben Laden joins us next from Geneva on the World Health Organization. Next in the War Room. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers, and you don't. You'll pay up, plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes,
plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse. That's code War Room at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.